Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast, the internet's only college football podcast. I think it's time to put some things on the line here. I think it's time to make bold preseason predictions.
Bold predictions?
Bold. Bold! I feel like a villain in a movie when I misunderstood. Bold! Not bold. Oh. Ryan, we have a devious scheme to make this happen, do we not?
Well, we have a plan, and therefore, you know what happens when the full cast plans something. It goes awry. So I'm excited to see how this one will live up to that rule. Basically, what we have is a list of 49 bold predictions in varying flavors of boldness. We have some decidedly unbold predictions, and we have some extremely bold predictions, and they are all assigned in groups of seven different point totals from 1 to 13, jumping up each by 2 points. The way this game works is Jason, Spencer, and I are going to go through, and we're each going to pick one item from each of those point categories. We're also going to pick one bonus item from anywhere on the board. So we're going to have 8 picks total. Holly is going to be the scorekeeper because she is smarter than to try and participate in this dumb game, which she got to watch us try to figure out even how the game would work over, I don't know, would you say 90 minutes on Slack, Holly?
It's been 130 minutes.
It's been...
No.
There was a point where we were hashing out the rules. Holly said, I'm going to lunch. Holly came back. What's the update? We're still hashing out the rules.
After which point I had a story conference with two of my writers that lasted the better part of an hour, which is how I know that it's been 130 minutes. And I came back and y'all were still at it. I assume that this means that it's really good and solid now.
Oh yeah. Airtight. Airtight. Yep.
And we definitely understand it and won't make terrible mistakes as we go. We are going to make this into a playable game for the listeners as well, and hopefully we'll track it over the course of the season and see who's doing well and see who's doing not, etc. But we are applying one extra wrinkle for all of us, I think, and this is first step to see if I'm going to fuck it up.
See, we are already at a dispute because I don't know if I remembered us settling on this exactly.
With the part where we don't overlap picks?
Oh, never mind. I thought you were going to say the bonus pick thing.
What is the what do you dispute about the bonus pick thing?
Is there still a bonus pick?
Yeah, there's still a bonus pick.
Okay. I didn't plan for this. All right, that's fine. We'll figure it out.
Okay. So, the way this is going to work, we're going to go from least spicy to most spicy, right? And we're each going to make our picks from the 1 point category, then the 3 point category, and Holly is also going to go through the unpicked selections in that category and tell us why we're stupid assholes. Maybe those two things will be related, but maybe they won't. You never know. Sometimes Spencer starts singing Bare Naked Ladies, and that's why he's a stupid asshole.
Matt Spann!
Stop it. How is that? How is it getting worse? How is it getting worse?
So refreshing. I feel ready to go.
Okay.
I feel ready to go. Ryan's upset. Jason is a little confused. I am beyond confused. And Holly's ready to kill all three of us. That
no, just you,
just me. Okay,
I think perfect. All four of us are in our natural states.
Yeah, let's go. Okay, so we have predictions that we solicited from a number of sources, from I don't know the headlines. Also, we have some reader submissions, some listener submissions. Remember, we call listeners readers here because I have a brain injury, plain and simple. And we have combined them into 7 groups of 7. Is that correct, Jason?
Yes.
All right, good. Ryan, if you would take us through the valuations and how we're going to be picking them.
Okay, I feel like we literally did all of that.
But... I thought we just did
Do you
that.
Listen?
We did.
This is like the so you read the book of Genesis and you read the first... Yeah. No, you read the first chapter or two, and then it starts, and it's like, all right, so in the beginning. And you're like, what the fuck?
No.
You just told me what happened in the beginning.
I really want to get this right.
Fine. Let's just start. Look, we're going to start with the 1 point category. Spencer, you can go first. Which of the 1-point predictions do you want to take for this, the 2019-2020 college football season?
I will take from the 1-point column, Hawaii beating a Pac-12 opponent. If you do not know, Hawaii plays not one, not two, but three Pac-12 teams. They get two of them on the island. They got to go out there. Hawaii faces Arizona. They face Oregon State. And then they travel to Washington. Y'all, they ain't winning the Washington game. But Oregon State at home, that's a gimme. I'm going to just put 1 point on that happening.
Even Arizona is kind of like a good variance team that, like, maybe, yeah.
I mean, it's plausible, right?
It's plausible.
Sure. Yeah, also, so there's my 1-pointer.
Okay.
If BYU doesn't make a bowl, there's a decent chance Hawaii hosts a bad Pac-12 team in its bowl game as well. So you could get four cracks at it.
Devious.
They could finish, like, realistically, if that's the case, they could finish 3-1 against the Pac-12.
They really could. Let's give Spencer 3 points if that happens.
Okay, yeah.
The double.
I'm up next picking from this group of 1-pointers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take Clemson beats South Carolina. I mean, that's probably a 2-touchdown spread. Feeling fine about that. Two, three, four, five touchdown.
This is maybe the least spicy pick on the board of all of them.
This is the Taylor Swift division.
Yeah, this is the, like, ooh, mayonnaise, let's get crazy. My 1-pointer, not like that. My 1-pointer, speaking of crazy mayonnaise.
I don't love your tone.
My 1-pointer is Brian Kelly remains the head coach of Notre Dame for the 2020 season. And we're going to have to pick a cutoff date. Maybe it'll be like through the end of the college football playoff.
Yeah.
But I feel like all the way through then, yeah, I'll take that as my gimme 1-pointer. Like the NFL flirtation kind of happened last year and didn't really go anywhere. I don't think he's going to get fired, even if they have an unexpectedly bad season.
When is NFL coach hiring day?
It kind of varies, doesn't it?
Yeah, because, like, they don't have to have it locked in by signing day or anything like that.
No. I don't know if there's, like, a good date.
So how about we see this? If the entire contest comes down to 1 point, we have to wait till every NFL job is filled.
Okay, that seems fair. So those are our 1-pointers. Holly, can you give us the layups that we passed on?
Yes. At 1 point probability, we have... two teams make it to bowl season undefeated. No Pac-12 team makes the playoff. Y'all, why is that even a point? Bama beats LSU. Florida beats Kentucky.
I don't really know. I don't know why Spencer put that on here.
Me either.
Okay. Did he leave? Did he fall?
No. I'm just.
Okay. He's been doing.
I'm sitting here.
No, he's
I'm
been
sitting
Photoshopping
here.
This entire time.
This is fine. I put that on there because, you know.
Okay.
Because we know. Okay.
Okay.
Got it. I will search the wisdom within, and then I will know. So is that it? Is that how a whole round works?
They got kicked off. That explains.
Oh, okay. Let's just keep going.
Let's keep going. Sure.
We're the first two picks in the next round, so this doesn't matter.
Okay, so in the 3-point category, so a little spicier here, but still not terribly spicy. I'm going to go with Georgia beats Florida. That's my 3-pointer. I feel like as good as Clemson beats South Carolina, I still feel like Georgia beats Florida is a pretty safe 3.
Yeah, I think now we're getting into the point where it's not a toss-up at worst, or, you know, like Georgia might be favored over Florida by, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 at that point.
Okay, so.
So,
hi.
Yeah,
hey, everybody.
I slammed Spencer's laptop shut because he wouldn't stop doing other things and not listening to the podcast, and I have to catch a plane at some point today, forgetting that we were recording from his laptop.
Jason and I plowed ahead. So
Ryan has picked Georgia beats Florida. I'll pick Michigan beats Ohio State.
Do we need to resync or anything, or is this...
No, we're just going to keep going, buddy.
Spencer, you're on the clock.
Okay.
What's your 3 pick?
My three pick is or was the no Big 12 team makes the playoff.
Who do you think is the biggest, I mean, besides Oklahoma, who's the biggest threat that you're worried about taking these points off the board for you?
Texas. Yeah.
It does go against the usual full cast spirit of just wildly support Texas.
No, they're going 10-2 like every
right,
year.
That's right.
You can't make the playoff at 10-2.
That's a good point. Holly, what else we got in the threes that went unclaimed?
All right, on the board, which, first of all, what is this doing at 3 points? Clay Helton fired. Can we pause for a minute now and imagine how much sadder it's going to be if they go 0-6 like we predicted a couple weeks ago and they don't fire him? Because
write
this
it
is
out.
Just who they are now?
Just write it out.
There is
a pathway for this, though, and that is that things are so messy in the athletic department, top to bottom, that Lynn Swann is out.
What else do they have going on?
that Lynn Swann either is fired or resigns or whatever, and they just have, like, a messy interim situation, and nobody's, like, in a position to fire Clay Helton.
A Clay Helton coup.
I cannot wait to find out that Clay Helton's parents paid USC to get him this job.
Listen, we really didn't want him to coach Arizona State, so...
Just put Memphis on your resume. No
That's
one will
right.
ever look.
Lori Loughlin is Clay Helton's mom. That's canon now.
Oh, okay.
That's canon.
She looks, her skincare regimen is amazing. All right, moving on down the three-point column, we have El Asico going for over 45 points combined. No SEC coach gets fired. Lee Corso retires. Do we want to specify retires?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Let's just leave it there.
Because I'm like, is he not already kind of retired-ish?
This is a living document.
He's semi-retired? Okay.
It says retired, and that's what I picked based on.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And that takes us through three.
Okay. So now let's up the spicy level a little with the five-point category. This is where I think it starts to get interesting. Jason, go ahead.
Okay, I'm first. So the first five-pointer off the board will be an FCS school beats a Power 5 school. If you'd said an FCS school beats a Big 12 school, I'd still take it right here. Because literally most of the Big 12 plays top 25 FCS teams. Yeah. That includes Kansas.
Yeah, I looked at this and this was going to be my pick if no one else took it.
This is we all three agreed on that, but Jason had first dibs on this, so he gets to claim it.
Yeah, because August 31st, James Madison plays at West Virginia. James Madison's real good.
Go Dukes.
August 31st, Nicholls is pretty good, y'all, and they play at K-State. K-State's under new management, and they're K-State.
What did Nicholls used to be?
Nicholls State.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just Nicholls now?
Yeah.
Okay.
September 14th, we got Furman, all right? And they're going to be playing at Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech has issues every now and then, and they got a lot of issues this year. And by issues, I mean specifically, like, everything. So, yeah, keep an eye on that because Furman's pretty good. And August 29th, San Diego State at Minnesota. I know this is everybody's real bullish on Minnesota going into this season. Oh, man.
Is Minnesota in the FCS now?
I believe they're looking to make the move.
Interesting.
Oh, is it the Dakota State we're talking about?
Yes.
You said San
Did
Diego
I?
State. Yeah.
I'm actually looking at my notes and I still said that. Yes. South Dakota State. Jack Rabbit.
Got it.
Okay.
Yes.
Which one did you pick?
He didn't pick this one.
No. Any of those could go.
No,
but
that's
I did not pick this. Jason picked that one.
That's a good value pick. I'm going to go with this. So we have a couple on here that are Twitter submissions. This one comes from Fakuk, this guy, a.k.a. Meme Hilario. This five-pointer, all three Miami quarterbacks start a game this season. This is a little bit... All right, I will admit that this is potentially a little bit of a morbid pick because injury increases the likelihood of it paying off. But at least last I have seen when we all get the odds about, like, hey, here are the odds for who's going to win this starting job and whatever. Hey, you really want to show your family that you're bad with money? Why don't you gamble on this? Like, there is no clear favorite right now in Miami. And it feels like this is a prime opportunity for, like, Tate Martell to start, get demolished against Florida or something, or just decide he hates the team all of a sudden, and now you just got to get two more in there. Yeah, like, I don't feel as good about it as the FCS pick, but I like the spicy quality of this one.
I have to resort to my third pick here, but fortunately it's one that's sent in by one of our listeners, so it has to be good. At UF Mark 79 suggested this one. For 5 points, I will be taking a coach finally gets ejected from a game. This was, by the way, followed up by his suggestion that it would not be someone that we had previously considered.
David Cutcliffe.
Someone, I mean,
come on.
It's always the quiet ones that when they go off, they go all the way off. So, you know.
Oh, wait. Did Mike Riley come back? I forget already.
No.
I think he's on like 3 AAF teams and an NFL team and
hey, he's just freelancing, making it work.
But yeah, I think this is what I'm going to go ahead and take. I can't get any bonus points for this, but if I had to suggest which coach finally gets ejected from a game, I don't know. Can we throw Matt Luke out? I'm just going to like would we know if Matt Luke got thrown out?
I was going to say
that might somebody be purely a, hey, I'd like to beat traffic situation.
You seen it out there? It's a bear.
Okay, so Holly, what does that leave on the board unclaimed for 5?
All right, in the 5-point category, we have no Big Ten team making the playoff. Ohio State beating Michigan, Florida beating Georgia, and Tua Heisman.
Which is, you know, fairly safe bet. There's nothing too spicy in there. Oh, but we are headed to the 7-point category.
Okay. Spencer, you're first up in this one.
What's up, birds?
Woo! I get to draft for my first pick in the 7th round. 7-point round.
4th round.
4th meal. For my first pick with 4th meal, I'm going to be taking... I'm going to take El Asico, the loss determining a playoff spot. That's it. That El Asico is definitely the outcome.
Wait, now here by here, do you mean the winner of El Asico is going to the playoff, or do you mean Iowa and or Iowa State is going to knock somebody out of the playoff?
I mean that Iowa or Iowa State is going to knock somebody out of the playoff.
Okay.
And that's what I'm interpreting this to me. Not that either of these teams...
This is a living document.
Yes. These teams are never kings, but they can be kingmakers. And
now, to be clear, this is the fuzziest option on the board, and the one that, in theory, may also lead to the most consternation, because if, let's say, Oklahoma loses to Iowa State, but then they also lose the Big 12 championship. Which of those are we going to say, like, what is the rule there? I think here's what we're going to do. In the case of a dispute, all of these points and the rankings
will be determined by me, the arbiter.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's, you know what? All decisions are arbitrary. Let's just go ahead and make that one.
I just realized we've made Holly the arbiter, and now I'm like a little, I got a little chill.
This is the one that could involve the most lawyer in, if it comes down to it.
Holly, do you have some sort of large blade instrument that you're wielding right now?
Not in my hand.
Within arm's reach?
It's in the car.
All right.
Oh, man. Okay. Yep.
Gross. Holly, ew.
Holly's the arbiter now. No,
You made me this.
I know. That's the terrifying part. Mm.
Jason, you are next.
So this has only happened once this decade, but I'm going to go ahead and call for it to happen again. LSU is going to score at least 20 points against Bama.
Woo!
Which, I mean, it sounds far-fetched, but Bama gave up more than 20 points, I think half its games last year. And if LSU knows anything, it's half, going halfway.
You believe in your son, okay?
Yeah, my precious boy is
going to... That's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. 10 safeties is all we need.
So I know that Arkansas scored a bunch of points against them, and I know that
Mississippi State, I think, cracked 20.
Clemson certainly did.
Clemson did it twice.
Yeah. How many did LSU with much of the same personnel score?
Saving them all up for 2019, brother.
All right.
I just remember these are findable numbers rather than us just randomly guessing.
Nah, let's not look
back at that. Because they scored zero.
No.
Be settled.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah. No, I was very wrong about Mississippi State. Auburn hit 20. Georgia hit 20. Oklahoma did it. A&M did it. And Arkansas did it. And Tennessee.
Yeah. See, Tennessee scored points against them.
Is LSU better than Tennessee? If so,
yeah.
Take those seven.
Damn. Your logic is irrefutable.
Thank you.
My seven-pointer, we're going to go to the West Coast for this. I am picking a Pac-12 title game in which no California teams are participating.
Wait, that wasn't that long ago that we had an Oregon-Arizona.
It wasn't that long ago we had a Washington-Colorado, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Really, the only teams that there are two things I have to worry about.
South is the problem here.
Yeah.
As usual.
The South is the problem because it can be a situation where it's like, hey, four-loss team with a bunch of dumb tiebreakers made it. Or, in theory, like, Cal or Stanford just has, like, wins the right games. Those are two very opposite possibilities, but that's what I got to worry about. But I'm going to go ahead and take it. The no California Pac-12 title game in California.
Can I increase your anxiety just a little bit?
Go for it.
Stanford hosts Oregon and Washington.
That's okay. I feel like Stanford will find other games to lose to.
Well, they're
going to
lose to Notre Dame and UCF and dominate the Pac-12. So,
look, it's fine. I like this. I like this one and I feel good about it.
Yeah, I like it too.
Holly, what did we leave?
All right. Remaining on the board at 7 points. Kentucky beats Florida. that's going to be rad. Les Miles and or Mac Brown make a bowl game. It'd be hard for Mac Brown to make a bowl game from retirement.
I have some news for you.
What's that?
He's coaching at UNC.
What?
Yes.
Why?
This is actually something on our off-season to-do list. At some point during the season, I want Spencer to call up Mac Brown and ask him how he's enjoying retirement.
To start the whole
interview you ever think about getting back into coaching?
Here's coach.
Okay, anyway, down on the list of 7 points, no Big 12 school has a coaching change, and LSU beats Bama.
So the Big 12 one is phrased differently on purpose than the SEC one, because the SEC one is no program fires their coach. The Big 12 one includes the possibility of coach retires, coach leaves for the NFL, whatever. Mm. That's why it is in a spicier place than the SEC.
I thought about pulling the trigger on this one.
Yeah.
But Matt Campbell's sitting there at Iowa State, and I don't think he wants to. I don't think he wants to sit on the shelf.
Matt Campbell didn't leave Toledo to end up in Ames forever.
Look, man, no offense. Cliff Kingsbury got an NFL job this offseason.
Yeah, I'm not putting all seven on Mike Gundy staying put.
Yeah, like that's another thing is, you know, Gundy is like forever lurking right there. So I'm not real sure.
Like crabgrass. Or psoriasis.
Psoriasis, I think, is a better because they're both red and angry.
I like the idea that Mike Gundy is just perpetually about to go. You go look at his bio and the man's basically never left the town of Stillwater. And yet he still feels like a flight risk, doesn't he?
Flight risk is a great phrase.
He feels like a flight risk because of the hair, right? Like,
yeah, because he looks like Sonic license, the Hedgehog. Yeah.
I got a coach with this ankle monitor on. It's fine.
He's got to leave to do his filming for his live action Gritty reboot as Tails.
Now, Holly, the last one we didn't. Jesus Christ.
Well, I didn't even say he marries Sonic. But
you just did. You just said it.
He does. That's canon.
Holly, it's a betrayal of all fans that Sonic and Tails aren't married.
Holly, the last one that we left on the board is the one I really want to focus on because I want to probe Jason about it. Yep, I heard it.
Ew.
Keep going.
Stop.
That's
that.
Fine. That's fine. I welcome this examination.
So that one was LSU beats Bama. Mm-hmm. Jason, you decided these are in the same category. LSU beats Bama and LSU scores over 20 against Bama. Explain to me why you think LSU will score 20 points, but you, and maybe you're going to use your bonus pick on it, so I shouldn't, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but you didn't want to go with the beat Bama option.
I had LSU beats Bama number 2 in this group. Okay. Because I would expect the spread to be, you know, let's say Bama by 8, 9, 10, 11, something like that. I don't think it'll be as huge as it was last year. You know, you can score 20 and give up 40, right?
It's true.
At the same time, if LSU were to beat Bama, it would likely be in like a 12 to 11 type of game. So they probably, you know, you could definitely have a scenario in which the other one happens.
Okay. Okay. That takes us to the 9-pointers. Jason, you're up first in this category.
So this is my personal favorite on the board. Army covers 17.5 against Michigan. A while back, ran the numbers and found that the service academies, particularly when they are option teams, are fantastic underdogs against big spreads. The number I had looked up was more than 3 touchdowns. Those teams are 36, 11, and 1 since 1995, which is an insane hit rate. This isn't quite that big, but Army is good. Like a lot of these were counting like, you know, some 1-9 Army team managed to bullshit out a cover. Whereas now we have the opposite kind of Army team. Plus, I think part of this is not just, you know, it's the offense grinds out time and it's annoying to prepare for. And do you really want to devote an entire week to nothing but this when you could just let your talent take over? There's also, do we really think Jim Harbaugh wants to beat up on the troops?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is a true story. He wins laser tag games by following small children around and just hitting them over and over and over.
Blam, 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 blam.
Well, I don't think the troops are small children, Spencer. I happen to respect them more than that.
This is true. I'm sorry.
I'm the ranking troop respecter here because I have them covering against Michigan.
I will say this. That's a good bet because Army, like, slow doesn't describe it, man.
Yeah, there's going to be like 20 minutes of football. Can Michigan score that much in 20 minutes?
Challenge accepted. That leaves... So I'm up next. My 9-pointer, and I got to be honest, this is just that it's far away, and I want to leave one laying on the board just in case. South Carolina beats Clemson. To be clear, I do not feel good about this pick. I do not have confidence in this pick.
I feel great about Ryan's pick.
But... I just decided, like, you know, why not? Why not live a little with this? I like that, Jason, you're the one who has Clemson beating South Carolina in the 1-pointer, right?
Yeah.
So this has, like, good swing potential for me.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Nanny and Outback Redemption. Get busy living or get busy frying.
That's right. That's right.
We are going to fight at a Hardee's. Again.
Why does this keep happening?
It's the Hardee's. It has a river of slime underneath it. That's what they make the burgers out of.
It's the neurotoxins.
I have South Carolina beating Clemson for my 9-pointer, and I already am ready to cross it off as a loser.
Oh.
Yeah, this category, I'm choosing last, and the third choice in this category. All of them are some various form of absurdity or another. So I'm going to go big, y'all. It hasn't happened since 2010.
Fucking diva.
Alabama loses at least 2 regular season games.
My God. My God.
Good grief.
Which ones?
Yeah.
And.
No. Yes. No. Pick them. Pick them.
Imagine that fucking Citrus Bowl.
Come on.
Imagine some Penn State ass team having to play this pissed off Bama.
No.
Imagine that specific team. Imagine James Franklin versus a pissed off Nick Saban. He's just going to run trick plays. He's going to run trick plays.
And Nickel have fired the entire staff in November. So it's just him doing everything, right? Like towels over his shoulder, big bag of snacks in his hand. He's got 8 headsets on. Who's calling these plays?
All right, Spencer, I have one important question.
Yeah.
Do you think your bet is more or less likely to pay if they lose one of these games early? Like if they lose in the first five, if they lose before October?
I do not think it matters, because whatever is wrong with them enough to get them to two losses in the regular season,
yeah,
it's going to be wrong all season.
It'll stay wrong.
Yeah, okay. No, if they lose two games, which again, I have to bet on them doing this out of situation because I think it's the most likely. It's still not real likely. If they do that, it's because something is snapped or broken and they're just not gelling at all. Also, that second loss, they got to catch something hilarious, man. Like maybe they just lose one outright to like A&M or Auburn, but whatever that second loss is, it's going to be a guster.
Gonna be a heartache tonight.
The funniest back-to-back combo on the schedule, I think, for my money, would be either South Carolina followed by Southern Miss or Tennessee followed by Arkansas.
Oh, God, I want this so much.
Wait, why are we skipping over week one against Duke?
Because
you got a losing streak to the ACC.
They literally did come to play school.
Because I think if they lose to Duke and New Mexico State, we'll just start the gambling investigation. We'll be like, all right, they're throwing games, y'all.
They lose to Duke, and yeah, Spencer's got both SECs on him.
Yeah, that's, by the way,
I want to look at this.
No, if I had to pick how it might happen.
Yeah.
No, I don't want what it might happen. I want what I want to happen.
Okay, yeah. Well, what do you want to happen Alabama losing two regular
season actually
games?
Nothing. I would, due to everything that has happened everywhere, I would actually say that A&M and Tennessee back-to-back would be funnier than Tennessee and Arkansas.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going
because they lose to A&M and they're like, wow, it can't get worse.
You don't. Okay.
It's different kinds of funny.
Holly, mostly what I like is if they have a whole season with two losses and the only two are to Tennessee and Arkansas, but they beat A&M and LSU.
Yeah.
And they
I don't think A&M's going to be real good.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
They're better than Arkansas. We know that much.
Oh yeah, everybody's better than Arkansas.
You beat Tennessee, and you beat Tennessee, and we say, oh well, it's a rivalry game. They
to
were
be clear,
due
they're going
long,
to beat Tennessee.
Long, you say they were long overdue in this rivalry game that's right. Had some close calls. Oh, Arkansas is going to lose by 80. Arkansas is fucked,
right,
and then Arkansas wins. Now we're on a whole nother planet. What is happening?
I don't think it would be. Man, it's too bad that they. Where's my bucket for they lose to all three Mississippi schools?
Oh God!
On their schedule.
Oh my God! Holly,
the magnolia all right. Cancer.
All right, Holly is not playing in this game, but Holly, if that happens, you win the game automatically.
Yeah. Alabama has Dutch elm disease.
That one is 50 points.
If Holly, if Alabama loses to all three Mississippi schools, Holly auto wins.
Okay.
That's the food poisoning from a gas station chicken stick
hospitalized.
Please
note that when laying an actual bet, I did not include my own team because we know how this is going to go.
State of Mississippi's like, who's 49th now?
Yeah.
The actual most plausible way for this to happen would be at Texas A&M, at Auburn. Those are both road games. Both.
They're not in a road.
Yeah, that's what happens.
No, they're not in a road.
We know that.
Two regular season, right? The funniest way for this to happen back-to-back, though,
yeah,
is totally Arkansas-LSU. Because they could just be like, oh, Arkansas was a fluke. LSU never scores against us. And LSU does something awful. Like,
or they lose to Arkansas because they were looking ahead to LSU. And then it's like, hey, you lost to Arkansas because you were too busy preparing to lose to LSU.
Also, if they lose at South Carolina, I will put myself on Twitch laughing on the floor crying for 30 minutes straight. I mean, and you think it'll be
if they lose to South Carolina, I will drive to that. I will drive to the stadium and just lay down on the field and roll around like a baby panda.
All right, Holly, what are the 9-pointers we didn't take?
Oh God, who can even remember? All right, UMass beats a Big Ten opponent.
Nope.
Boring.
They have two of them.
Nope.
They play.
Boring.
Hold on. They play Rutgers week one. And then they play Northwestern late in the year. You telling me Northwestern losing to UMass wouldn't be interesting?
Mm. So I was going to say, when are we doing bonus picks?
We're going to do those at the end.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I mean, here's the...
Because, yes, this was mine.
Man, the reason I said boring, because I'm like, UMass beats a Big Ten opponent, but man, does UMass beating Rutgers, that's like an asterisk.
That's why Jason's going to take it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's very smart. See, the problem is you guys gave this to Bud to review, and he took all of it extraordinarily seriously.
He did, yeah. For the record, Bud was the one who set, who
which
corrected
we appreciate.
The points totals. He's the official line setter of the Shutdown Fullcast, and should be prosecuted as such.
Okay, the second one on this list is my personal favorite because I think it would be hysterical on a number of levels. No ACC team makes the playoff.
This one, because it...
Florida State sidling up to Clemson being like, you're down here with the rest of us.
I really don't hate this one because what if Clemson goes 12-1 and we're like, look at this fucking terrible schedule.
But say
SEC and Big Ten are undefeated, right?
Okay, keep going.
And then say... Big 12 one loss, Pac 12 one loss. If it comes down to strength of schedule, buddy.
You think reigning national champion Clemson is going to get bumped for a one loss Pac 12?
They did bump down reigning national champ Florida State. Not out, but they did bump them down. So maybe you
down
take
is fine.
Another spot or two.
Down is fine. But I think, yeah, you're going to need one.
All I'm saying is I don't hate this one.
You're going to need another wrinkle. You're going to need an undefeated Notre Dame.
It's different from like no SEC team because they're. Bama's got to be out and Georgia's got to be out and all these other guys. Here it's Clemson or bust. That's the reason I don't really mind it.
Okay. All right.
At the same time, Clemson's in.
Okay.
Thank you, Full Cat Protest. Thank you for speaking up for all Tigers, Joe. Further down, we have no SEC team makes the playoff. You know, fine. It's not even that funny anymore.
No.
Sorry, Bama. You ruined fun and jokes. And then
This one was supplied by Bud. I want to point out
the last 9-point pick is Auburn starts 0-4 against Power 5 teams. That would be Oregon, A&M, Mississippi State, and UF.
I am shocked Spencer didn't pick this one.
No, because it's Auburn. I never feel certain
that involves picking the Auburn Florida game. Which
I don't feel certain saying Auburn's going to do anything. If you said you want to put 9 points on Auburn showing up for every game. I would not.
Okay.
If any team was smart. If any team was going to take the bet that I had made and then make a ridiculous rebuttal of that, like, yeah, Auburn just didn't show up.
Well, here's
they
the other
thing.
They
didn't go to the Iron Bowl.
If you took this, Auburn would lose the first three and then beat Florida by 20 points.
Yeah, that's exactly what would happen. I would be so close to getting 9 points. No, not 20. Three. On a 70-yard field goal kicked by a kicker who's like a 60% guy from 30 yards out. That's how it's going to happen.
Not that you're bitter. 11-point time. Jason, you're up again.
How am I first or second each time?
I don't know.
These are random. I just randomized them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I got lucky, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, flexible.
For 11, I'm going to take, at any point in the season, a team other than Bama or Clemson is ranked number one in the AP poll. I am taking this, and I'm going to add lawyering onto it before anyone tells me it's wrong. This is all grandfathered in. This includes the final poll. Which means if any team other than those two wins the title, I cash.
I'm okay with that amendment.
We let the text in. I feel like this has to be interpreted thusly.
I feel like now this value is over.
Oh, y'all lawyerly throat clearing.
Y'all know when the last time a team not named Clemson or Alabama was number one?
2010 or so, I think.
Ohio State.
Correct.
Or 2014, right?
November 11th, 2015 was the last time.
15.
Yeah, and that would be Ohio State.
Other than the final. Yeah, okay.
So basically I'm getting, it might be an even money bet for 11 points.
Yeah, right? I do think if we limited this to before pre-playoffs only, I think it would be a tighter bet for you.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I would take it at that point. Here, I'm just betting somebody pulls one bullshit upset.
Damn it. God damn it. All right, fine. All right, so my 11-pointer, much less strong now. Nah, I'm going to audible on this one. I'm going to go with Urban Meyer takes the USC job.
Yep. How can he do that when he's resting up to coach Notre Dame?
I'll just go ahead and I'll go ahead and take that one. It's stupid, but
Ryan, do you view his current career moves, such as starting a leadership podcast, as being in like he takes one look at USC's Aunt Becky situation and is like,
that's a university that you use some leadership.
He's absolutely going to pitch himself as the guy who will clean things up. Which
I'm
is
here
super,
to clean up USC.
I want to be clear. I think this is super fucked up and a bad idea if it happens. But since when has that ever stopped college football or Urban Meyer or USC?
Wait, do you think he's going to be hired at the job, or do you think he's just going to show up and start doing it?
He might just—he might just claim it. Yeah, like,
it says takes.
This is takes. Yeah.
So we, yeah, again, if Clay Helton pulls a coup and Urban Meyer pulls a revolution, you know, or either way around, all that matters is does it. So at any point in that, if Urban Meyer is in charge, he doesn't even have to keep the job.
Oh, here's the wrinkle I'm going to throw in. I'm going to do some lawyering on you. Wow. This includes if he becomes the athletic director.
Does this also include if he becomes the head coach at South Carolina, the other USC?
No, yes. No, I won't put that in there.
I mean, this
no.
just says this just.
I mean,
says
him and Muschamp have traded USC jobs before.
So. They have. I don't want to start a war in my mentions about who's USC and who's.
If you
not.
Have an opinion on the real USC, send it to at Celebrity Hot Tub.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think this is settled now, if I recall. I think South Carolina has actually backed off this. If I'm wrong about that, you can reach me at my old handle.
At 38 Godfrey.
All right, Spencer, what's your 11-pointer?
No, I'm left with some absurdity here. And I think I'm going to take one that seems the least absurd to me. I'm going to take James Franklin or either James Franklin or Jim Harbaugh winds up leaving or getting fired because I think it's plausible either way. All right. And it's especially plausible with James Franklin. And the only reason I would say this is because the USC job's going to be open. He's going to be super open.
And not after Urban Meyer takes it.
Oh, well, this is it. Either you or I get this or we don't. Right. Because I don't think Meyer's going to take the USC job.
Right. Yours is a smarter pick because it is more open to possibility. Like,
oh, I got it. Like, I have all kinds of outs. I'm not saying it's a great hand, but it's entirely plausible that Harbaugh just goes back to the NFL and that they have a little, hey, buddy, it's not working. Don't know why. We love you. Just go take that NFL gig. And yeah, he can do that because it's happened before out of college, right?
Right.
James Franklin has complained openly at Penn State about needing to commit to being a top shelf program and an elite program.
It's a poor workman who blames the tools, Jim.
Y'all, well, I am so excited for Atlanta Falcons head coach James Franklin. You don't even know.
Christ.
You know where and no. if that USC job is open, Jason, if you're the Falcons coach, oh, we're gonna
No. I'll take Franklin.
No,
I'll take James Franklin. That's sure. Fine.
No, I'm making you the coach, not James Franklin. You can hire him
if
as a
coach. Franklin needs help. I'll.
It's you and Thomas Dimitroff, right?
Oh, no, I'm out now.
Just sitting there in a room with him going, dude, you look so creepy.
I'm out.
Why do you look so weird?
I love Castlevania. That's why.
I'm really great at drafting players who weigh no more than 240 pounds.
But yeah, there's a lot of
because it's a service academy. This is troop respect.
Falcons got a weight limit. We're the fucking Coast Guard team. We're the Air Force Falcons.
We're the Inland Air Force.
We're the Air Force Falcons.
Excuse me.
We are the Coast Guard, right, Spencer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
USC are the original troops, and you need to respect them. Can't get much more OG than Trojans.
That's true.
Michigan State fans, you can reach Spencer at Ryan.Nanny.
No, no emails.
Voxmedia.com.
No emails.
I'm sorry. Facts is facts. And when James Franklin takes them to an 8-4 record in his third year at USC,
we'll say, right. Gosh, this looks familiar.
Mm. Why isn't Jack Del Rio on here?
Why isn't Jack Del Rio on
Nobody
here?
Knows where he is. Holly, what did we leave on the 11-point plate?
All right. Still on the board. Southern Miss beats an SEC opponent. I believe we've already covered how that's going to happen.
They have two shots, if memory serves. They play Mississippi State and Alabama both in September. So if you take this, you will know very quickly whether it cashes or doesn't.
Next down on the 11-point list is USC starts 0-3. We have already been through this program, how likely we think it is that USC starts 0-6. So I'm kind of surprised nobody jumped on this one. Sam Ellinger Heisman. Somebody backed off that.
That was me. I was going to take it, but I decided to go with Urban Meyer instead.
By the way, the odds for that, that's 25-1.
Yep.
If you're going for Heisman odds for Sam Ellinger, if you're interested in the Tua, that's about an 11-4. Same for Trevor Lawrence or thereabouts. I have two ones. I'll share one after the 13-1.
We're not done going through the 11-pointers.
Yeah. Joe Burrow is at 40-1, Jason, if you just want to pick it up.
Got it. I'll pick him with my 15-point pick.
our spicy son.
Yeah.
All right. Further down that list, an all-California teams Pac-12 title game, which would, I mean, Washington and Oregon could lobster pot each other out of this.
Yeah, I don't hate that one.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you, Birds, for weighing in. And, final round, 13 points.
Spencer, you're up first.
For my 13-pointer, I am going to take another school announces it's leaving the AAC.
That's a good one. This is a good one.
Any thoughts on who that might be?
Any of them! Anyone in that conference could go at any time. That's why it's so interesting.
Navy goes independent.
Yeah, I think that is the kind of the only thing that could happen is if Navy goes like 1-11 is just like, fuck it, we're out.
There is some weird possibility where like a domino falls in the Big 12 and Houston finally gets the call up. That I could see that maybe happening.
None of these are great picks.
No, that's why they're 13 pointers.
Yeah, the 13s are ugly.
I like the idea, by the way, of Tulsa just going, hey, listen, we got a big metropolitan market. Let's just make it happen. Let's go.
We're going to CUSA?
Yeah.
We're going to go be the gods of CUSA?
Going to make it big in the AAF. Heard they're doing some stuff there.
Oh yeah! Wow, they could have just snuck in the AAF, Tulsa Hurricane. That sounds perfect. I think I'm next in the 13s. Hey man, let me keep respecting the troops. Army beats Michigan. It's the only one of these I can even see as possible. So right. I'll take that.
Let me tell you, if that happens, my 11-pointer gets much stronger, much stronger.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Fair point. My 13-pointer, a group of five team makes the playoff. Continuing my doomed march towards picks that won't pan out. Can you tell I haven't been paying enough attention to college football in the last 2 years?
Neither have I. Look what I did. Sat this out.
Damn it.
Know your limitations.
Smarter than me as usual. That's my 13-pointer. It is a Hail Mary thrown in the wrong direction, and by that I mean 90 degrees to the left.
Signifying nothing.
Worked for Ole Miss.
So, Holly, what does that leave of the unclaimed 13s?
All right. And again, these are adjusted by Bud, not us. First in this column of unclaimed emotional baggage is USC starting 0-5. We have already explained how we think USC is going to start 0-6, so we're carrying on. Felipe Franks Heisman, Floridians, how we feeling? Nobody took this.
No.
I can tell you the odds. That's 100-1.
So when I went through, I sort of just X'd out all the ones I didn't like. This was the first off the board for me.
100-1.
Okay.
All right. Moving on down, USC starts 5-0. You know what? Just don't rank them. All I ask, just don't rank them. We still have a lot of cosmic debt to repay on that score.
Yep.
And Urban Meyer takes Notre Dame. This could also be North Dakota. It just says ND.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
If he really wants to put himself out of harm's way.
Okay, Spencer, why don't you make your bonus pick? Anything left on the board that you haven't taken, you can take at this point.
Yikes. yeah, these are all dumb. They're all super dumb. You know what? Let's do it. Let's ride hard. Let's ride big. Ready?
Yeah.
USC starts 0-5.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, you go next because I've been first or second every round.
Okay. I will hedge a little bit and I'm going to steal USC starts 0-3.
Ooh.
That's going to be my bonus pick.
You guys are going to be
We're all betting on various shades of disaster for one of college football's most lauded and durable programs.
To be clear, when I sent Bud the spreadsheet, his first comment was, there's a lot of USC on this. You should maybe, maybe a seventh of the questions shouldn't be about USC. So we
disagree.
We took some away, believe it or not.
If not for at Washington, I would strongly consider USC 5-0.
Okay.
I don't think they'll go 5-0, but that's a lot of points. Let me go. I'll take UMass. UMass getting two cracks at very beatable teams.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
Yeah.
You know what the projected S&P percentage win likelihood against Rutgers for UMass is, right? Because I thought that's got to be 52%. It's 27%.
Really?
That's fine.
That's how bad UMass is.
They got Walt Bell now. He once wore a meme sweater during a bowl game, if I recall. So
yeah, it went so
let's
well
bump
for
that
him
up
at
to
his
37.
Last coordinator gig. Oh wait, no, he's head coach, isn't he?
Yeah,
oh,
it gets even better. He's the head coach.
Oh god.
For whom the bell tolls, it tolls for Northwestern.
Plus, now you're catching Rutgers early before they've had a chance to supercharge.
Yeah, before all their talent kicks in.
Before the Rutgers super weapon charging off hot pressed sandwiches and Monster Energy drink out there in New Jersey. The swamps are alive. I can hear it.
Be like, I ordered a pit super weapon. Too bad. This is what Big Lots had. You get a Rutgers instead.